Strive. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Mercy!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Versus here on Indy's Giant 90.9.
Sorry.
I am your host, Kieran Sandulo, with my co-host, Miles Sprong.
Hello.
This is Versus, the show where we argue about things that we have no business arguing about.
We just got randomly assigned stuff, and now we're here.
Yes, we do not know what we are going to argue about until seconds before we go on the air. And today, we are arguing about which is better, Marvel or DC.
Indeed, we are.
So I am Marvel.
I'm
Miles
DC.
Is DC. And you know how this works. You, I believe, won last time. You won the poll.
That's right, I did.
You did. So you get to start this time.
Batman, that's all I need.
That's all you need? Batman? That's your whole argument?
Yup.
Daredevil, counter argument. He's Batman, but cooler because he's actually blind. If anything, Daredevil should be called Batman.
Superman.
Sentry.
I'm not going to lie, I don't even know who that is. I don't even know who that is.
Sentry is making an appearance in the new Thunderbolts movie that will be coming out, I believe, later next year, with Sebastian Stan returning as Bucky Barnes.
I thought he, died. Not Sebastian Stan.
Bucky?
Oh, wait, no. No, I'm dumb. Sorry. He died in Infinity War and then came back.
Yeah.
That's my bad. That's on me.
I mean, what are you talking about? Also, I'll tell you this. We arguably have better live-action movies.
Oh, you definitely do.
Except for a few of them.
Except for...
most recently.
Except for Eternals and...
I actually enjoyed Eternals.
Oh, actually...
I liked Eternals.
What are the crappy ones recently? I can't remember all of them off the top
of my
head.
Oh, I can list them.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, yes.
No, I liked Quantumania. I thought it was funny. I didn't like the regular Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh, see, because I loved regular Ant-Man and the Wasp. Quantumania was just too much for me. I thought it was great. I think Kang was really cool, but it was just like, dude, what? That's not MODOK.
Sucks he's not coming back.
Eh, we got Dr. Doom.
Played by Robert Downey.
Arguably a little questionable considering it was almost Mads Mikkelsen, but you know. We work with what we get.
I'm not going to lie. I don't even know who that is. Mads Mikkelsen?
He was Hannibal Lecter in the show Hannibal.
Oh, word?
He would have been sick. He would have been perfect. But then we got RDJ, and that's all right. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you know, Eternals and Thor 11 Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
The Marvels.
I haven't seen Marvels yet.
Thor the Dark World, that movie sucked.
I liked Thor the Dark World.
I hated that movie, it's so bad. Civil War, that movie's butt cheeks.
How dare you, first of all.
It's so boring.
I'm sorry?
It's the most boring movie I've ever had
Civil
the displeasure
War is
of
the
watching.
Best movie that I've seen in the Marvel thing, other than Infinity War and Endgame.
No. Absolutely not.
Why? What makes it boring?
I mean, the fight scenes are cool, but, nothing happens.
It's a political thriller. It's core. That's what it is.
Nothing happens. It's,
absolute lies.
The only, bearing that it had on... The only, real bearing that it had on the MCU is that Ant-Man was stuck at home at the beginning of Ant-Man the... Was it Ant-Man and the Wasp? Yeah.
Yes. Well... Here's where you're
and
wrong.
It brought in Spider-Man, too, but
here's where you're wrong. You ready?
I guess.
All right. Number one, it did bring in Spider-Man. That was sick. Number two, the entire overarching plot line was Bucky, the Winter Soldier of Civil War. That was the plot line of Civil War.
Uh-huh.
And the main thing that happened is Baron Zemo, one of my favorite Captain America villains from the comics, shows up and shows Iron Man, hey... This guy that your buddy is best friends with
killed
your
parents.
Yes. And that's what sets off the whole just Cap versus Iron Man fight. The main Civil War thing is the same thing from the comics. It's hey, you guys caused a lot of damage. So we want you guys to become a government entity so that you can only react to stuff when we say you can. And Tony Stark is all like, yep, I'm on board with this because we are dangerous. We are bad. And then Captain America is, no, we shouldn't do that. And then they fight about it, and it's good.
It's boring.
You're boring.
I know. But, like, it kind of has... It's... Okay. So, I will say, Endgame is one of my favorite movies ever. But it starts off, like, really slow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first, like hour or so is, like, really slow. I felt like I was watching just the whole entire... Watching Civil War makes me feel like I'm watching the first hour of Endgame for a whole movie, except for, like, a brief, like, little mix-in of fighting. And, like, I'm cool with exposition. I'm cool with, you know, plot twists happening, whatever. I love me some long movies. I mean, I love Joker. I mean, that's pretty much all exposition and talking. But that's so, like, well-acted and well-directed. But, like, it's a Marvel movie. It's not supposed to be, like, you know, an Oscar-winning film. So I didn't get that same type of enjoyment out of it. So, like, I don't know. I'm expecting, you know, big old fights. And, sure, like, a big old fight happens at the airport. And, you know, Spider-Man comes in and Ant-Man grows. Like, that's cool. Like, it was a cool fight. I'll give him that. It was a really cool fight. But, like, it's just, the rest of it is just that first hour of Endgame with some plot twist, or with, like, some really basic plot twists here and there. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, Bucky caused the car crash. Like, I mean, like, that, I guess that's cool, but, like, I don't know.
I realize that Civil War is the reason Infinity War even happened as a concept, because it split up the Avengers in Civil War. So that's why in Infinity War they're all in different spots.
Uh huh.
That's the whole reason. Civil War is the reason why them all coming back together in Endgame is such a big prominent moment.
No, they could have done it a different way.
No.
They could have done it a different way that wasn't so boring.
Tell me. What different way?
I don't know. I'm not a director. Just not like. Just make a not boring movie to fix that.
You're going to hate the new Captain America movie, then.
Why did my headphones just go out?
Why did they go out?
Okay, they're back. Mm-hmm. Never mind, they're gone again.
You're not going to like the new Captain America movie if you thought Civil War was boring. You're just going to steal another set of headphones, then?
Why, yes, I am. Sorry, my headphones are being weird, so I stole the headphones next to me. But, yeah, I probably won't like it just because it's not an actual Captain America. You know what I'm saying?
Outrageous. Like, outrageous, like, no, statement.
No, because I watch Falcon and Winter Soldier, and I just don't believe Falcon as Captain America.
Well, it was supposed to be Bucky.
Okay, either. I don't believe that's him like as a, Captain that's America
a plot
either.
Line. That's a plot line.
Yeah, but Falcon Winter Soldier, did I even finish it? Probably not. I thought that was more boring than Civil War.
You have no taste in movies.
I have plenty of taste in movies.
Your taste
not
in movies.
Not boring ones.
Let me hear your taste in movies. Let's hear your side. Let's hear your DC picks here.
Okay, so DC doesn't really have a lot of live action stuff to go off of. But it's, like, you can't dispute that DC animated movies and DC animated, like, series aren't, like, some of the best animated movies ever made.
Yeah, they are. I mean, like a lot of the DC animated stuff, except...
Especially all the Batman stuff.
Except for Killing Joke.
Really? You didn't like Killing Joke?
I loved the Killing Joke comic. I hated the Killing Joke movie.
I think that's where me and you separate, is that you've read the comics and I haven't.
Oh, boo.
I'm just not a big comic guy. Can I find them for free somewhere? Because otherwise I'm not paying for them.
Piracy. But, you know.
I don't feel like going to jail. I'm okay.
Oh, you're not going to go to jail for Googling free Marvel comics.
Oh, that's true, actually. Never mind. What if I just get every Marvel comic?
Well, Marvel Unlimited is their comics app thing, and that's like a $3 a month subscription, I think.
Oh, that's actually pretty sick. I might actually have to get that. I might actually have to get that. Because everything that I see from comics is, like, really sick. And I've, like, always, like, wanted to get into them. I just haven't. Because busy.
Mm.
But, you know, maybe I'll... Well, if it's only $3 a month, maybe I'll... I don't know. Maybe.
Listen, I will give you Superman Red Sun, Batman the Brave and the Bold.
Brave and the Bold is so good.
I will give you...
I remember loving Flashpoint Paradox. As a kid.
I'll give you Flashpoint Paradox. I will not give you Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Did you happen to see the animated Injustice movie from like 2020?
I'll give you Injustice.
I didn't expect to like that as much as I did.
I will give you Injustice.
I thought it was really good.
Mm-hmm. You can have Injustice. You will not be getting Justice Society World War II from me. You will not be getting Suicide Squad Isekai from me.
What about the Suicide Squad, the live action one?
I'll give you that. Specifically the James Gunn one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's the only good Suicide Squad thing that I think we've gotten.
What do you mean?
Recently.
You're not a fan of Jared Leto as the Joker?
If I even hear of Jared Leto Joker again.
I think he's the best Joker. I'm kidding.
I want you to get out.
I'm so kidding. He was so bad. I watched it, like, I just had it on one time, and I, like, wasn't even really paying attention, but I would just glance up, and I see Jared Leto, like, trying to be hot while being the Joker, and I'm like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Okay, me and my brother had this debate the other day. Who is the best Joker? Who do you think?
Heath Ledger.
That's what he said. I think it's animated Mark Hamill.
Yeah, there's two different titles for this.
Yeah, like that.
Animated Mark Hamill. Live action Heath Ledger.
Live action, I could see a split between Heath Ledger and Jack Nicholson.
Mm.
But
I'm kind of hyped to see.
I just think we've always had great Jokers. Like, I don't think there's been a bad Joker other than Jared Leto.
Other than Jared Leto. Yeah, I don't like Joaquin Phoenix's Joker. I don't like him.
Oh,
I don't like it.
Joaquin Phoenix is my favorite actor ever.
I don't like him.
I love
him. Just not a fan. I do think that Barry Keoghan, who made a brief appearance in The Batman 2022, I think he will be a fantastic Joker.
I thought The Batman was really good.
That is my favorite Batman movie.
It's not part of the DC like universe, I don't think.
It's an Elseworlds thing.
Yeah, but it's still like really good.
I will also give you The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight is widely regarded as the greatest comic book movie of all time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I will give you The Dark Knight.
And I feel, actually, now that I think about it, I feel like there have been a lot, because DC movies have been bad recently and Marvel's, like, outshined them, that, like, really, we don't really talk enough about DC's bangers of movies. Here, let me.
The original Batman with Michael Keaton. Just the first one, though.
Oh, yeah, the one from the, was the, in
Tim
the
80s? Burton,
yes. Yeah.
Tim oh, Burton,
all
Michael
the
Keaton.
Tim Burton, all the Tim Burton ones were so good.
There was two of them.
Well, yeah, but
because,
both of them.
Because somebody else took over for Batman Forever, and
yeah, it sucked.
We know how that went.
Yeah, because they fired him because they didn't like his dark and gritty style.
Even though everybody else did.
Yeah, I don't know where they were going with
this
that.
Is why we don't like studio executives. Oh, we like the directors.
All of the Superman movies except for... Or all of the original Superman movies except for Superman 4. Actually, Superman 3 was fine. It wasn't
I like
great.
Man of Steel. Man of Steel was okay.
Well, I was just talking about the original ones.
But I'm saying I liked Man of Steel. Man of Steel was all right. But Batman vs. Superman sucked, and I will stand by that till the day that I die. Batman vs. Superman is a terrible movie.
Wait. Your mom's name is Martha. My mom's name is Martha.
It's not even that. Look, I think that Batman vs. Superman looked fantastic. I loved the way that they built out Batman as like a real bulky Frank Miller type.
Yeah, I thought that Ben Affleck was a good Batman.
He looked great. I hate the way that his Batman was written.
Yeah, I could understand that.
His Batman kills, and that's like the whole
point of not
don't
being,
do
that
not with
Batman. Being Batman. Yeah.
See, I'm okay with Superman killing people because he doesn't have like a moral code against it. He just prefers not to, but he won't stop. It doesn't stop him from doing it.
Wonder Woman was kind of good.
No.
Oh.
No. No, it wasn't. Especially not Wonder Woman 84.
Oh, we don't Wonder talk Woman about 84. 84 sucked, but I liked Wonder Woman.
I just don't like Gal Gadot.
I thought Blue Beetle was good, too.
I liked Blue Beetle. I will say Blue Beetle was a nice surprise. But that was because it was a gun. It was a James Gunn one.
Rest in peace to Batgirl. Can we just get some Fs in the chat?
Yes, Fs in the chat for Batgirl starring Brendan Fraser as Firefly. And, apparently.
And Michael Keaton as Batman.
But
again.
Now, here's the thing for me. Apparently, the reason that they shelved it was because it was just actually bad.
Yeah, I know. But
it was just a terrible movie.
But
I still would have liked to see it.
I had never even heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, I don't think I would have heard of it anyway. Because like it would have gone straight to streaming. But now that I can't have it, mm-hmm. it's like 1,000 times more intriguing.
Wile E. Coyote versus Acme.
Oh, I know. Yeah, Warner Brothers.
I hate Warner Brothers.
Sucks.
Warner Brothers is the main reason that DC's live action movies sucked for a long time.
Ooh, Aquaman was good.
I liked the first Aquaman.
I've heard the new Aquaman sucks. I haven't seen it
yet. It's bad.
Though.
It is bad.
And that's the same with Shazam. Shazam was good, but I heard that the second one
I liked
sucked.
The second one, too.
I don't know. I heard the second one kind of sucked. I haven't actually seen it.
You should watch it.
I don't have an interest.
Marvel has had a good run recently, actually. We've had a few bangers, but it kind of like alternates.
Steel?
It kind of goes back and forth.
No, I think I win this.
Tell me.
In 1997, DC Comics made a movie called Steel, starring Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah.
It's the fact that I have never heard of that movie before.
Yeah, that's right. I've got Shaq on my side for the second time.
You know who I have on my side?
Not Shaq.
No, but Channing Tatum.
But Big Diesel.
Channing Tatum. We've got the Magic Mike guy. We've got the 21 Jump Street guy.
And you know he's not coming off of that dome. That dome going to have to come off with it.
We got the 21 Jump Street guy. We have Jeff.
I'm sorry, beautiful. Who's your dialect coach?
The Minions?
Dude, I love that movie. That movie was
Deadpool
so freaking
Wolverine,
good.
Watch it.
That movie was so freaking good. Yeah.
It's been long enough.
Oh my God.
We can do like light spoiler territory.
It's so funny. I've never heard, like the only person that I've heard of is Shaquille O'Neal on this cast list. It's like Shaquille O'Neal and then Annabeth Gish, Richard Roundtree. Actually, that name kind of sounds. Nope. Okay. I thought that name kind of sounded familiar, but no, it does not. Okay. I think. Okay. Judd Nelson, who apparently played Hot Rod in the Transformers, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But
hey, we had Transformers. Marvel has Transformers.
Is that canon?
Marvel had Transformers in the 90s and the 2000s.
Oh, come on. That's a cop-out.
You know what else we had?
What?
Star Wars.
That's even more of a cop-out. You can't just bring Star Wars into it.
We had it, didn't we? You know that we had a crossover with My Little Pony? Transformers?
That's so funny, and I need to find it.
Mm-hmm. It's actually really good.
The budget for Steel was $16 million.
And all of that went to Shaq.
And the box office was $1.7 million. It's like, that's a huge flop.
My mom just said, disrespectful, Annabeth Gish is a national treasure.
I don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
We're going to Google Annabeth Gish so that I can bully you now.
Hold on. Okay, she was in Shag, Hiding Out, Mystic Pizza. Okay, she was in The X-Files, West Wing, and Sons of Anarchy, which I've never watched any of those. So, I don't know who that is.
Ridiculous.
Did you know she went to Duke University and got her bachelor's degree?
Hmm.
I didn't know that until just now, because I don't know who this person is.
She was in the Fall of the House of Usher.
The what?
The Fall of the House of Usher, Miles.
I've never heard of that before in my life. She played the sister of Julia Roberts' character in 1988's Mystic Pizza.
Yes, the Mystic Pizza is the thing that my mom is talking about. That's a good movie, apparently.
I've never heard of that.
Me neither, but you know, if my mom says it's a good movie, we're going by that.
It's got Julia Roberts, Annabeth Gishen, Vincent D'Onofrio.
Vincent D'Onofrio? As in the Kingpin in Marvel's Daredevil?
As in the Kingpin in Marvel's Daredevil. Like...
And in Marvel's Daredevil, Born Again, coming later next year? Dude, I just keep winning. Daredevil,
this is
Born
DC
Again.
Movie, though.
No, Daredevil, though.
Oh, yeah.
Daredevil, Born Again is coming soon. And we got John Bernthal as the Punisher. That's Shane from The Walking Dead. We got Charlie Cox. I love Charlie Cox. Charlie Cox is the best Daredevil. We also had Ben Affleck as Daredevil, and then he became Batman, and was arguably a worse superhero.
Well, we had Catwoman, okay, with Halle Berry.
That's not a flex. That was a terrible movie.
No, it definitely didn't win like 30 Razzies, which is, you know, in case you don't know, the Razzies are film and TV awards that are dedicated to the worst possible movies, and like. And, like, it's the worst for, like, each category. So it's not just, like, oh, worst movie of the year. Like, it's the same categories as the Oscars. They just take the worst. And, like, some of the greatest films of all time have won Razzies before, which I think is hilarious. But Catwoman, I think, won, like, at least 4 Razzies, with Halle Berry getting, like, the Razzie for the worst actress. And she went up and got her acceptance speech, and she was like, I want to thank Warner Brothers for casting me in this really terrible movie. It's, yeah.
Well, you know what we had?
What?
Howard the Duck. I win again.
No, because that movie is so weird.
But it's good.
No,
it's Howard
not.
The Duck.
I was uncomfortable the whole time.
That is your fault.
That woman was trying to commit various violations of animal rights.
It's a sentient duck. It's a humanoid duck.
I don't care.
It speaks English.
Okay. So is it okay for, like, you know, humans and apes and Planet of the Apes to get together when humans were, like, still alive and well?
Because
they can speak English?
I don't know. I'm not getting into the fantasy world rules of romance. See, my mom hates Howard the Duck. I think Howard the Duck is great.
Dude, I was so... I think I watched this video of, like, the worst, like, rated Rotten Tomatoes superhero movies. And that one came up, and I was like, oh my god, I need to watch this. I didn't know he had a movie. And I was, like, I was genuinely uncomfortable the entire time.
That's fair. Like, honestly, it is a little weird for a lot of people. I'll give you that. I thought it was a little funny.
Honestly, I liked everything except Howard.
Listen, I just like Howard the Duck as a character, as a concept.
Yeah.
Because this is like a Donald Duck-esque character in the same world as superheroes, right? Now, like, we've had Donald Duck show up with, like, superhero media and whatnot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is a talking space duck that has appeared multiple times in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
You know, people point him out. I actually haven't seen it. I actually haven't seen him in there.
He has his own episode on What If.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that.
What If on Disney Plus. That is another show that we have that I think wins.
Nuh-uh.
It's fantastic. It's really good.
Well, we've got Pennyworth. You know what?
You know what we're going to have soon?
Okay.
Marvel Zombies.
Okay, that just sounds dumb. I'm sorry. I can't even. That just sounds stupid.
Okay, you have Deceased.
Deceased is
a comic run that was in 2011, I believe. And it is regarded as one of the worst DC comic runs.
Okay.
Marvel Zombies is also regarded as one of the worst
comic runs. So you
but
know
then
what?
We got a Marvel Zombies Redux recently, and it was very beautifully written because it featured Punisher and Daredevil, Zombie Daredevil, Human Punisher, and it is really beautifully written. It's regarded recently, has been said to be one of the best Marvel comic runs in recent history. You guys got the Absolute Trinity right now. in the comics. You guys have absolute Superman now.
I just think that, again, I said this at the beginning, but I think that, again, like, it's such, like, a, or that, like, Marvel does have a lot better live action, but the DC, like, animated ones are just so freaking good. I mean, for example, Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Oh, my God. I did like that one.
DC League of Super Pets.
Well, you want to know something funny? I have about both of those movies. Guess who was in Teen Titans Go to the Movies?
I don't know.
Stan Lee.
Who?
Stan.
Oh, Stan Lee. I thought you
said... Did you say who?
I thought you just said Stanley, and I'm like, who the heck is Stanley?
You know who was in DC League of Super Pets?
Stanley.
John Krasinski. John Krasinski as Reed Richards of the Fantastic Four in Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. I get another connection to Marvel.
Wait, what?
Yeah. John Krasinski was the voice of Superman.
Was that the only post-credit scene that I've ever missed?
Not a post-credit scene. He was a very, like, prominent character in the movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, that's right.
I saw that movie once on an airplane to Ireland, okay?
We have Pedro Pascal. Pedro Pascal now.
That hasn't happened yet.
But
it
will.
We need to see how that goes.
We also have, what's his name? Playing Johnny Storm. He was Eddie in Stranger Things.
Oh,
Joseph Quinn.
Joseph Quinn.
Yeah.
Oh, The Death of Superman.
Death of Superman was an okay movie.
I liked it. I think I saw it.
All-Star Superman, one of the greatest comics of all time, but it is not a good movie.
Justice League, Crisis on Two Earths.
Nope, not a good movie.
Batman, Under the Red Hood.
Also not a good movie.
Batman, Year One.
An okay movie.
Green Lantern, Emerald Knights.
Horrible movie. Absolutely bottom of the barrel movie.
All-Star Superman.
Bad movie. I don't think Green Lantern has ever had a good movie. Ever.
Really not even Green Lantern First Flight.
No. Definitely not Green Lantern 2011 starring Ryan Reynolds.
I don't know what you're talking about. That movie's a masterpiece, okay?
I do not believe so. I think you are wrong.
You can think all you want.
That was the only reason that Ryan Reynolds got into Deadpool.
Uh-huh. Batman versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That was a good movie. I'll give you that one. I thoroughly enjoyed Batman versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That was a good movie. I thought that was very funny.
Justice League Dark, Apocalypse War.
I'll give you that one. That one was pretty okay.
Happy Halloween, Scooby-Doo.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
No, I know that they have Scooby-Doo. It's a Warner Brothers property.
Yeah, we got Scooby-Doo, and they've got two crossovers with Scooby-Doo,
mm-hmm.
And it features the Scarecrow in Happy Halloween, Scooby-Doo. What's the first Scooby-Doo one? I can't find it.
Scooby-Doo has a couple WWE crossovers as well, featuring John Cena and Randy K. Orton.
Randy K. Orton? Oh, because RKO.
Yes, that's his full name.
I was like, what? What do you mean, Randy K. Orton? I was like, where did the K come from? Scooby-Doo and Batman the Brave and the Bold. That's the first one. Released in 2018. That's just a phenomenal title. Like, what is this about?
We have multiple Santa crossovers.
Okay, Santa's not Scooby-Doo.
You ever seen Spectacular Spider-Man?
Yeah, the animated show?
The greatest Spider-Man media ever.
That's so true. Oh my God.
Ultimate Spider-Man is questionable but enjoyable.
This is an actual thing.
Spider-Man 93, baby. X-Men 97. Peak Marvel animation.
The film involves Scooby-Doo and his friends teaming up with Batman and other superheroes in order to defeat a new villain. It's the 30th entry in the direct-to-video series of Scooby-Doo films. It was the first media based on the Batman, the Brave, and the Bold since the series ended in 2011. Most of the cast from the series reprised their role, although a few actors were recast with other actors from different DC projects.
Rest in peace, Kevin Conroy.
Rest in peace, Kevin Conroy.
I hate that you went out with Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League.
That game is so bad.
It's such a bad movie. Are you talking about
the movie or the game?
Oh, the game is what I meant.
Yeah, the game is
terrible.
As
far as I'm concerned...
From what I've heard, I haven't actually played it.
As far as I'm concerned, bad. The best way that he ever went... I am so glad that the last recorded line of dialogue that we have as Batman is in Crisis on Infinite Earths. And it is a really good, really good last line. It's really fitting. It's, I care, Joker. And if I have to go out like... if I have to die, at least I go out like this, being Batman. And that's his last ever line of dialogue as Batman.
That's just phenomenal, honestly. Mm-hmm. As Mystery Incorporated investigates a series of thefts by the ghost of Pepetto, the puppeteer, and his puppet, Batman shows up. Fred manages to capture Pepetto and the puppet, and Mystery Inc. deduces them to be Martian Manhunter and Detective Chimp. I can just imagine being like, and I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you meddling kids and Batman.
And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for you meddlesome teenagers and your talking dog. That's how Martian Manhunter would be.
A week later, Batman foils a gold robbery. Batman reveals it was all a test for them to join the mystery analysts of Gotham City. What? Dude, I need to watch this movie. This is amazing.
That sounds so bad, but I have to watch it.
I'd like, what is this on? Can I find this? It's probably on Max, right? Hold on. Scooby-Doo and Batman, The Brave and the Bold. With Matthew Lillard as Shaggy. That's right, because he plays Shaggy in, like, everything.
In live action and voiceover. Now, here's my thing for you.
Scooby-Doo and Crypto 2.
Let's talk about R-rated movies. We have a lot of them.
We've got
you
none.
You have none.
Was Suicide Squad not R-rated?
No. Actually, no.
The second one
was R-rated. The first one was PG-13, and that held it back a lot.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now... we got Deadpool, like, Deadpool 2, Deadpool and Wolverine, like Logan, Blade 2, Blade Trinity, Punisher, Punisher Warzone.
Warzone? Like Call of Duty?
Shut up. TV shows, we got Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Daredevil, Punisher, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? No, not Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was 14, or TV 14.
Mm. Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I think.
Oh my god, this movie has a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Which one?
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
And Batman Brave and the Bold. Why is this, like, actually good? Oh, that's... I need to watch this. It's on Max.
Logan. We have Logan. Listen, okay, so... Dark Knight is regarded as one of the greatest comic book movies of all time. Logan is regarded as the greatest superhero movie of all time. Have you ever seen Logan?
Yeah.
Logan, not only just a superhero movie, an actual, real, fantastically written movie.
But the greatest superhero movie of all time?
Yes, that's what it's called.
I don't know about that one, Chief.
What do you think is better?
I don't know. I can't think of anyone, but like... I did really like Logan. But...
Logan is one of my favorite Marvel movies of all time. It is beautifully written, fantastic score, absolutely amazing acting from Hugh Jackman and from Daphne Kane. Patrick Stewart, too. I don't know. I didn't know that I needed Professor X with dementia, but holy crap. I loved it.
I forgot he had dementia in that movie.
Mm-hmm. It was great.
Oh my god, Tom Kenny is playing or played Plastic Man.
Yeah, Tom Kenny's in everything, dude. Tom Kenny was Spyro in Skylanders.
Oh, yeah, I think I knew that.
Dan TDM was in Skylanders.
Oh, yeah, he was.
He was a banana guy.
Oh my god, do you know who Dietrich Bader is?
What?
He was in that really, or he's in that that show that keeps popping up on my TikTok, American Housewife.
I have no idea who that is, or what that is.
He's a bald, or he's a dude with a very large forehead.
Yeah, no idea.
Well, he's in it.
Do you know who we had? We had David Goggins, aka the ghoul in the Fallout TV show. Fantastic show.
Oh my god, I was thinking of what's his face? It's the dude with the like alpha male guy that's like his last name is Goggins.
I have no idea.
Hold on.
Anyways, David Goggins was the one dude in Ant-Man and the Wasp, and he was fantastic. I loved him. He did that weird southern drawl, and he knew a lot about car wash protocol, and that was the funny thing.
Listen, oh, it is David Goggins, but it's a different David Goggins.
Mm. Listen, so here's the only thing that held Quantumania back as a good movie, in my opinion, was leaving Luis out of it. You got rid of Luis, and I hate
you
for it.
I know. I hated that.
Terrible decision. Bad. Bad move. You gotta have Luis. I miss Luis. I want Luis back. Marvel, if on the very, very low chance that you listen to this podcast put up by a student radio station in Indiana, please bring back Luis. I want Luis back. Hashtag bring back Luis Marvel.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh my god, like here. David Goggins, I'm becoming a real person. Alpha man.
What?
Most alpha males are very, very fragile.
I'm glad we don't have that David Goggins.
How to deal with alpha males. And then in all caps, alpha males don't give up!
We actually did have Mads Mikkelsen. He was Caecilius in Doctor Strange.
I was like, what are you talking about?
But then he was going to come back as Doctor Doom as his own thing, because he didn't have a lot of room as Caecilius.
A real alpha's journey to self-improvement. Okay, I gotta stop. That's what it's called. That's hilarious. Gotham by Gaslight was good.
Listen, Batman in Batman vs. Superman in The Flash is the definition of guy who thinks he's an alpha male. That Bruce Wayne sucks.
Oh, my God. Oh, what is the DC Superhero Girls Superhero High?
You want to know what sucks? That's actually a good show. I enjoy that show. I'm not going to lie. I enjoy that show. It is an interesting show, to say the least, but it is good, and I like it. Justice League Action. That's a fun one. That's a pretty good one. Conroy's there.
Did you watch Batman Unlimited, Mechs versus Mutants? Oh, well, third film set in the universe of Batman Unlimited.
Absolutely not. I have never seen that.
That sounds awesome. Justice League Dark. What is this? Ooh, that looks fun.
It's Constantine, isn't it? Actually, you know what? You guys had Constantine. Constantine was Keanu Reeves.
That's right. John Constantine was Keanu Reeves.
You know that he tried to make it happen again?
Yeah, and they said no.
They said no. He really loved John Constantine. He wanted that to come back. I feel bad for him.
He said that that's the only role he would ever play, like, twice. Or that's the only role he would ever, like, reprise.
That's the only role that he would specifically request to play twice.
Well, yeah.
He did want to do Marvel at one point.
Yeah, I think he was going to be Plastic Man.
That is not Marvel.
That's DC. That's DC. But he was going to be Plastic Man at some point, and they told him no again.
Oh my god, I just remembered. We almost had Steven Yeun as Sentry.
Oh, the dude from The Walking Dead?
Yes, and Invincible. We almost had Steven Yeun. But he isn't Sentry anymore, but better thing, he is coming back as a different Marvel character. And here's my pitch, Mr. Negative.
Ooh, Martin Lee?
Mr. Negative, peak, I'm, Steven Yeun. That would be great. Spider-Man 4, Steven Yeun, do it. I want it. I need it.
I messed heavily with that. That's,
yeah. That, please, I love him. I love him. I was so mad when they killed Glenn.
Wait.
Okay, listen. If you didn't know that, that's your fault. The show came out in 2010. That's on you.
I just started watching it. Like, a couple weeks ago.
Have a long way to go,
I'm
man.
I'm on, like, season three.
I'll tell you, listen, everybody dies. You're fine.
Yeah, I know.
You've got a long ways to go.
I'm just happy the governor died. That dude sucked.
I didn't like the governor. I liked him in the comics. I liked him in the show, but he was a terrible dude.
Oh, I despised him. I couldn't watch him on screen.
I love Negan. Negan is really good. I love Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I want Jeffrey Dean Morgan in more things.
I didn't get to meet.
You know that Jeffrey Dean Morgan was Thomas Wayne?
I did know that.
He was Batman's dad. Ugh!
Let's go.
Listen, if they ever do Flashpoint Paradox live action, he needs to be Thomas Wayne Batman.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Closing statements.
Marvel has better live action movies, and we have a few really good animated TV shows. We have the best R-rated movies, and we have some really good comedies. We've got a few really good movies coming up, and we have arguably a better list of actors.
Our anime movies are really good. We have quite a few bangers in the live action department, just not recently. Yeah.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
All right. Well, those are our closing arguments. I have been Kieran Sandulo. He has been Miles Sprong. This has been Versus on Indie's Giant 90.9, your station for variety.
Versus!
We are going to be we're going to have a poll. There's going to be a poll up on our Twitter, at WBDGIndie, where you guys get to vote on, I don't care, where you guys get to vote on who won this argument. That will be put up on Monday. Yes. So, listen to the episode when it comes out. Then, decide for yourselves who wins. Which is better, Marvel or DC? I am Kieran.
I'm Miles.
And this has been Versus.
Versus. Versus.
Versus!
Versus!
Versus?
Goodbye.